Today's daf is Makis daf Yud Aleph, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Amid Beis. So we ended yesterday's daf literally mid-sentence. We were discussing Rafuna's halacha, which was if the Goyal Adam kills the Ritzeach en route to Golos, is he Chayev Misa for killing the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, or is he not Chayev Misa for killing the Ritzeach B'Shoigig? So the truth is that we're going to talk a lot more about this in tomorrow's daf. In fact, it's going to be one of the primary topics of tomorrow's daf. But for now, the Gemara mentions it briefly, and the Gemara says that at first glance, I've arrived from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, Tanan, Moisrim Leishnei Talmid Chacham. They used to give the Ritzeach B'Shoigig to Talmid Chachamim to escort him to Golos. What was the purpose? Shema Yargenu Baderech Vidabroilach. So then in the event that the Goyal Adam comes and wants to kill the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, these two Talmidei Chachamim will engage the Ritzeach B'Shoigig in conversation. They'll talk to him and hopefully they'll get the Goyal Adam not to kill the Ritzeach, says the Gemara. What are they going to tell him? My love the Masrbe. At first glance, it sounds like they're going to give the Goyal Adam Hasra. They're going to tell him, the Ikotel, you should know that if you kill the Ritzeach, Bar Ketolahu, you yourself are going to be Chayiv Misa. So it's a raya that the Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill the Ritzeach B'Shoig. The Gemara says, Loike de Tanya. What it means is, Vidabre Elo Dvarim Haru'uyim Loi. Meaning, the Goyal Adam is allowed to kill the Ritzeach B'Shoig. But at the same time, we don't want him to do it, so we still try to talk him out of it. They tell him, Altinik by Minik Shaykh. Don't act with him as if this person was a real Ritzeach, because Bishkaga, but the whole story happened B'Shoigig. So it's not Muchach that they're giving him Asra, telling him that from a legal standpoint, if you kill the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, you yourself are going to be a Shaykh Dom and you're going to be Chayv Misa. It could be they're just walking him off the ledge, but not from a halachic standpoint in the sense that they're giving him hasra. Rameir said in the Mishnah, he said there was no purpose in having the two Talmidei Chachamim, because anything these two Talmidei Chachamim are going to tell him, the person, the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, can tell him himself. And Rameir said, it's mashman the Pasuk like me, because the Pasuk refers to the Dvar Ritzeach, as if the Ritzeach is doing talking, he's his own attorney, he's representing himself. Says the Gemara, they told him, I hear, meaning in theory you're right, technically, the Ritzeach B'Shoigig, the Goyal Adam, could sit down, they could have a cup of coffee together, and they could try to work things out. But at the same time, Harbish Shlichos Lais, it's not so bad for there to be two Talmidei Chachamim that are going to act as intermediaries and try to negotiate peace between the two of them. So, Enochinami, I hear what you're saying, Rav Meir, but it makes sense for there to be these two Talmidei Chacham. Amar Mar, Bishkaga, Ba, Maisali Yadoi. So the Braisa said that what did the two Talmidei Chachamim tell the Goyal Adam? They told him that you should know that this thing that happened, this Shvichas Damim, it happened B'Shoigig. Says the Gemara, Pshita, why do you even have to tell him that? The Ibn Mezer Bar Golos, so if he was B'Mezer, would he be a Bar Golos? So the Gemara says, yeah, even if he killed B'Mezer, he would be on his way to Golos. Svatanyo, B'Nichus, Rebez, Reb Yudah Omer, B'Tchilo, Echad Shegev, Echad Mezer, Maktib Elor Miklat. Initially, when somebody would kill, whether he killed B'Shoigig, whether he killed B'Mezer, he would run to the Ir Miklat. That was the first place he would run to. Afterwards, Bezdin would sort things out. Bezdin Shalchin, Umevi and Oysa Misha. Mishin is Chayv Misa, somebody was Chayv Misa, or they would kill. Shinam, B'Shal, Zikna, Ir, V'Lok, Choy, somebody that wasn't found guilty, he was off the hook. And finally, they would send him back. Rabbi says that there was really no obligation for every Ritzeach to just initially run to the Ir Miklat. The only person that was really chayiv to go to the Ir Miklat was the Ritzeach B'Shoigig. If somebody killed B'Mezid, there's no point in him to go to the Ir Miklat. Stating that, Rebbe agrees that the minig was that people would go to the Ir Miklat, but me'atz when him goyim. They did it on their own. Kisvurim. They foolishly thought that Echad Shoigig ve'Echad Mezid Koltos. They thought that the Ir Miklat could protect someone even that kills B'Mezid. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf where the Gemara is going to talk about Yoav ben Tseruya, who David HaMelech, before he passes away, tells his son Shlomo that I want you to take care of Yoav ben Tseruya. I want you to kill him. And Yoav goes and he grabs onto the Karnos HaMizbeach because he thinks he's going to have sanctuary over there. And the Gemara says that Yoav made a few mistakes. One of the mistakes he made was he was a Ritzeach B'Mezid. A Ritzeach B'Mezid is not protected. So even the great Yoav made that mistake. But the bottom line is that people thought, Kisvurim Hayu, they thought that the Ir Miklat protected, or Ritzeach B'Shoigig, it protected Ritzeach B'Mezid. V'hein Einon Yoidin Shebeshoigig Koltos. B'mezid einon kultus. What was Rebbe coming to say? He was coming to explain the pasuk v'yishivu oisa edol ir miklatei. That's the big diak in the pasuk. V'yishivu, you're going to return the goyel adam, or you're going to return the retzech b'shoigig to their miklatei. Why are you returning him? You're sending him there for the first time. You return to a place you've been before. At first glance, retzech b'shoigig doesn't go to Gaulis until Bezdin says he has to go to Gaulis. So what's this lashon v'yishivu, return him? So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, said that it means, and it comes to teach us, that initially every single Ritzach would go to Ir Miklat. So before he had his court hearing, he spent his time in the Ir Miklat. He would be brought out, there would be a hearing. If he was a Ritzach B'Shoigig, they would send him back. If not, then they would do whatever they needed to do with him. But the point is, when the Ritzach B'Shoigig finally goes to Golis to get his life sentence, he's V'Hishivu, he's going back, because he had been there previously. Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe says, no, there was no halacha that after you killed, you were supposed to go to the Ir Miklat. It just so happened, everyone used to go to the Ir Miklat. But there was no halacha, you had to go to the Ir Miklat. The bottom line, coming back to our sugya, the Atu Tamid HaChachamim, their job was to talk to the Goyel Adam. What did they tell them? So if the halacha is that if the Goyel Adam kills the Reitzeach, he's chayiv misos, and it's pasha what they were telling him. They were giving him Asra. But Rav Huna said that it's pasha that if the Goyel Adam kills the Reitzeach, he's not going to be chayiv misa. If so, there's no point in giving him Asra. What's the Asra? He's not doing anything wrong. He's doing something he's allowed to do. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf. There's a man that says that there's a mitzvah for the Goyel Adam to kill the Reitzeach. It's like a mitzvah saseh day rice. You go to a mikveh, you say l'shem micha, you put in your gartel, and you kill the guy. So that's a big kiddush, but the Mishnah has such a man number. So obviously they weren't giving him Asra. So what were they doing? And they were telling him, listen, I understand you killed your family member, you're really upset, but realize he did a b'shoigig. Of course he did a b'shoigig. If he didn't do a b'shoigig, why is he running to the Ir Miklat? Now you know the rest of the story. But it's not true, because every Ritzach used to go to the Ir Miklat. Whether you're a Ritzach b'shoigig, whether you're a Ritzach b'mezid, could be it's the halacha, Rebbe said it's only kisvurin, it's not the halacha. But the bottom line is, every single Ritzach is running to the Ir Miklat. So now the Goyel Adam knows that this guy killed his brother, let's say, and he's on his way to the Ir Miklat. Certainly it's possible that he killed B'mezid, so that's the job of these Talmid Chachamim to help him work it through, explain to him exactly what went on, and try to walk him off the ledge. Either way, Zokta Yomaru, Amar Abba Lazar, Ir Shiru B'Roitzchim, if you have a city, the majority of which are Roitzchim, Eino Koyletes. So you think at first glance that the Ir Miklat might have been at some point in Ir Sheruba Reitzchim, B'Shchem Shchichi Reitzchim, B'Gilad Shchichi Reitzchim. They're all running to the Ir Miklat. But what happens is when the population, the demographics start shifting, that the majority of the population are Reitzchim, it doesn't work anymore. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, V'diber ba'oznei ziknei yoira hi es devarov, that when the Reitzeach comes to the Ir Miklat, so he talks to the ziknei yoir, so they're telling him something that's a little unusual. As opposed to that, he's just saying that I'm, you know, one of the guys. Everyone here is Reitzchim, and I'm just another Reitzeach. So it's a little bit of a subtle drush. It's actually a pasuk in Yeshua, Yeshua ben Nun, when he did what he was supposed to do, the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Canaan. But either way, we learn from here that an ear that's Ruba Reitzchim in a Koletis. It's interesting, by the way, right? Today, if somebody kills somebody, so he's going to go to jail, they're gonna put him away, and where's he going to spend his time? He's going to spend his time with other people that committed probably sins and transgressions, violated laws similar to his, which very often just makes these people frustrated and upset. And as soon as they're released, they just want to get back at the government, and very often they do things that were worse than that they had previously done, because they're hanging out with Reitzchim. That's who they're spending their times with. But you see, the Gemara's idea of the Reitzeach B'Shoigig going to Golos was very different. He goes to the Ir Miklat, he goes to the Ari HaLevi'im. These were the Levi'im that were Lemdei Torah, Talmud Shagolim, Maglin, Rabbi Yimai. It was a very spiritual experience. It was a rehab experience. That's what it was. It wasn't just an idea, we're going to punish you, we're going to take you away from your family so that you could sit and think about how upset you are and how somehow you were treated in the wrong way, so that you walk out worse than you walked in. No, it's just the opposite. The process was rehab. So much so that when the Ir Miklat became an Ir Sheruba Reitzchim, Eino Koyletes. I think that's the tifkeit of the var. Not sure, but either way, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Ir She'ein Bo Skeinim, Eino Koyletes. A city that had no skeinim can't be an Ir Miklat to be in Ziknei Ha'ir, because you need that. Like the pasuk says, "V'diber b'ozne ziknei yoir," literally, "v'lekos." If there's no ziknei yoir, it doesn't work. On that note, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. First halacha is regarding your miklat, and then we're going to have a lot of random halachas until we get to the next Mishnah when we return to our regular program. A city doesn't have skin. One said koletes, the other one said ena koletes. The one that says it doesn't work, it can't work as an ear miklat in a ziknei ear velekah, because the pasuk says you need ziknei ear. Mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah ba'alma. The ear shape, meaning you don't have to have ziknei ear. Yeah, it's the katchila that there should be ziknei ear, but even if there's no ziknei ear, still it's going to be koletes. A city that has no skenim, ravami v'rabas. Echadam anaseba ben soir umayr. Echadam ein naseba ben soir umayr. Lamandam ein naseba ben soir umayr. Lamandam that says you can't have a ben soir umayr in a city that has no skenim, beaten on ziknei ear, because in the parish of ben soir umayr, it says also that the parents are going to take this child, they're going to bring the child, they'll zikne iroi. The lek, the man number, nasib ben sayer mori, the man number that says there could be a ben sayer mori, mitzvah ba'alma. Another aloch, the irshe im baskein, rabami v'rabasi, chadama once said, Mevia egla rufa. There could be an egla rufa. Chadama ena mevia egla rufa. Madam ena mevia egla rufa. But it says he can't have an egla rufa in a city that has no skein and beinam. Because again, it says ziknei iroi v'leka, and it means it literally. It's ma'akev. So if there's no ziknei iroi, you can't have an egla rufa. The man da amar mevi egla rufa. The man da that says there could be an egla rufa mitzvah baum. It's true. It says ziknei ha'ir, but ziknei ha'ir is only the katchila. It's a mitzvah baalma, but it's not going to be ma'akev. Bottom line, you have three halachas where there's a machloikis, Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Do they apply to a city where there's no ziknei ha'ir? So you have a new development, some new shtetl that was formed, a bunch of young people. That city, according to one man da amar, can't be an ir miklat. Ein nasaba ben soiru meirer, and you can't have the parasha of egla rufa. Three of the parashiyos gedolos in the Torah would not apply to such a city. A city that's more established, we have ziknei ha'ir that are calling the shots, that are at the helm of this city. It's dafka cities like that that would be subject to these halachas. I think you can probably think of some interesting machshava to explain it. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rab Chama Rab Chanina made an interesting observation in Sefer Yeshua. He says, if you look at Sefer Yeshua, Hashem communicates a lot with Yeshua ben Nun. But every time Hashem talks to Yeshua, it says Vayoymer Hashem el Yeshua, except for one place. There's one pasuk in Sefer Yeshua where it says Vayedaber Hashem el Yeshua. So Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lamer, that's throughout the Torah. In Sefer Yeshua, it's always Vayoymer. There's one place where it says Vayedaber. So said Rab Chanina, you know what that one place is? It's the parish of Reutzchim. In the parish where Yeshua ben Nun is supposed to establish the three Ori Miklot Be'eretz Kanan, so that parish is prefaced by Hashem talking to Yeshua, and it's there that the Torah uses this lashon Vayedaber Hashem al Yeshua, which said Rab Chama Rab Chanina, we know that Vayedaber is a lashon Azah, Vayoyim is always a lashon Raka, Vayedaber is always a lashon Azah. So his kasha was, why does the parasha of Reitzche have this lashon Azah? So he told him, "Dichsev Vayedaber Hashem al Yeshua, Leimedaber Bnei Yisrael, Leimetru Lachem Esorei Amikot Asher Dibarti Alech Memnei Shehin Shel Torah." The reason is because this involved a mitzvah. All the other parashas Hashem is just talking to Yeshua Benon, but it doesn't involve a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa. This involved a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa, and a mitzvah needed to be said B'loshen Azah, because it's something that's very, very chomor. Yeshua ben Nun has to understand that what's at stake over here is a mitzvah tasei deiraisa. So because of the chomer hanoisei, it's for that reason the Torah uses this lashon of Vayedaber. But the Gemara says, the meimer, the chol dibur lashon kashe. Says the Gemara, I don't know if I agree with the whole premise of Rab Chama Rab Chanina. So every time it says Vayomer, it's a lashon raka, and wherever it says Vayedaber, it's a lashon aza. So the Gemara says, yes, correct. Daber ha ish adoinei ha'aretz itanu kashos. The context over there is Yosef Atzadik, who's dealing with his brothers, and he spoke kashos. And what's the lashon over there? The lashon is diber. Diber ha ish adoinei ha'aretz itanu kashos. You see, diber and kashos come together. Freit the Gemara, but there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, oz nidberu yir. When the Yirei Hashem Ishel Re'eyu talk to each other, you think they're speaking B'loshen Aza, B'loshen Kasha? The Yirei Hashem Ishel Re'eyu ain't Loshen Ela Nachas. It's Pashit they speak Benachas. V'cheinu Omer. And by the way, there's another pasuk that says Yadber Amim Tachteinu Ulu'umim Tachas Ragleinu. And in that context, Yadber means B'loshen Nachas as well. Says the Gemara, you have to say Diber L'chud, as in Diber Ish Adoyne Yaretz, and Yadber L'chud. Diber and Yadber is not the same thing. So Diber Ish as in Vayedaber Hashem, that's a Lashon Aza. Oz Nidberu or Yadber, even though at first glance it seems to be the same word, but there's a subtlety. One is Lashon Aza, one is Lashon Kasha, the other one is Lashon Raka, the other one is Lashon Nach. Zok to Gemara, Simone Rabbonon, Mehamone Vesifri. Please, but Rabbi the Rabbi Chadam once said, "Bnei Sheshiyin." The Chadam, my Bnei Sheshiyin, Shol Toiro. So we had a kasha. The kasha was: it always says Vayomer Hashem on Moshe, and in the parash of Roitzchim, it says Vayedaber Hashem El Yeshua. So why over here does it say Vayedaber? So Rabbi Chum, Rabbi Chanina says because it's a mitzvah, Bnei Sheshiyin, Shol Toiro. But here the Gemara brings a brisa. Please, but Rabbi the Rabbi Chadam once said, "Bnei Sheshiyin," because Yeshua Beno was supposed to have established the three Arei Miklat right away, and he didn't establish them right away, which was in contrast to the Gemara we saw yesterday about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Oyev Kesef, La Yisba Kesef, and he established the three Arei Miklat Be'Evar Yarden, despite the fact that he knew they weren't even going to be Koilet until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Benon apparently did just the opposite, and that's why Hashem comes to him, B'Loshen Aza, B'Loshen Kasha. Why didn't you establish them right away? Chadam, the other one said, like Rab Chama Bar Chanina B'Nei Shein Shol Torah, nothing to do with anything that Yeshua Benon may have done wrong, but simply because it's a mitzvah, a mitzvah daf mered and sharf. V'yichtov Yeshua Sadvar Me'el B'Sefer Torah Salikil. Pigi Bar Rabbi Yudav Rab Nechem. Chadam, what is that referring to? What did Yeshua Benun write in Sefer Torah Salikim? It's referring to the last eight psukim, the Shmoyne psukim, in the end of Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. So who wrote the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. But the last eight psukim, says the Gemara, Yeshua Benun wrote. Those are the psukim that talk about Misas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have written the Parsha of Misas Moshe. So who wrote it? Yeshua Benun. And that's that pasuk. Vayichtav Yeshua es advarim ha'ela b'sefer Torah Salikim. Chadoimer once said Arei Miklat. That's referring to a parasha of the Torah that Yeshua Benun wrote, and that's the parasha of Arei Miklat, where, by the way, we learned certain halachas in Perak Elei Hagoylim from that parasha in Sefer Yeshua, and that's the Vayichtav Yeshua es advarim ha'ela b'sefer Torah Salikim. But the Gemara asks the obvious question. Bishlam ilam adam ches psukim. Bishlam ikon adam, but that says it's referring to the last eight psukim in the parasha of Zayis HaBrach. I understand what it means b'sefer Torah Salikim. B'sefer Torah Salikim is the Sefer Torah, Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. Yeshua Benon wrote eight psukim in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. Elam Adamari Miklad, my B'Sefer Torah Salikim. Those psukim that Yeshua Benon contributed to the Parsha of Ari Miklad, they affect Torah Salikim, but they're not written in Torah Salikim. They're written in Sefer Yeshua. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, V'yichtav Yeshua B'Sifroi. Sure, he didn't write it in Sefer Torah Salikim. He wrote in his own Sefer. What did he write? Es hadvarim ha'ele haksuvim b'sefer Torah Salikim. By the way, there's a Gemara, Mesechtes Bava Basra, that's a counterpart to this Gemara. Bava Basra, Davtes Vava Manala. Over there, the Gemara says that according to the Man Amar, that holds that Vayichtov Yeshua Sadvarim Me'ela B'Sefer Torah Salikim is not referring to the last eight psukim. Rather, it's referring to the parasha of the Mikla. So who then did write the last eight psukim in the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu must have written it. He's writing about his own death. How could a person write about his own death? He's alive when he's writing it. So how does that even make sense? And the Gemara says, Eloshin mikan ve'elach HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating. U'moshe koisei bedema. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote bedema, mitreden. He wrote with tears. The Ben Yoyada on this Gemara, Bava Basra, Daftez Rav, brings Shamati Me'agoyim Mivilna. He brings for the Vilna Goyen. He says, what does it mean that he wrote it bedema? So he says, Pasha bedema means with tears. But bedema also is Miloshin Dimua, Hametama Vahamedama Vahamenasech. It's an Aramaic word for a taruvois. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu sat down and he wrote the last eight psukim as one long word. Now we know that the Torah is Nidrish Bekamoifan, Pshat, Reme, Soy, Drush, Ayin, Parom, Torah. So there's a lot of Tifkait, there's a lot of Amkos in the Torah. So when we sit down and we read Bereshis, Bara, Lekim, Esa, Shemayim, Vizar, it's in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. That's Al Pipshat. But then there's also Remes, and there's Soy, and there's Drush, and there's all the Pnimius HaTorah. And in the Pnimius HaTorah, different words have different meanings. So it's true, Al Derech HaPshat, what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, wouldn't make sense. How could a person write about his own death? But says the Gemara, Moshe made it more bedema. He takin didn't write Vayomos Moshe Eved Hashem. That wouldn't have made sense. But what he did was he wrote one long word, which has pshatim in all the other olamos as one long word. Yeah, based on the other kivurim. Now Yeshua Benu went afterwards and he divided the words into Vayomos Moshe Eved Hashem. But Enochanami Moshe wasn't writing Vayomos Moshe Eved Hashem. He was writing one long run-on word. That's the Pinimius of Bedema. Either way, one more Gemara on this note. Sefer Shetofri Bepishtan, a Sefer Torah, where the hides were sewed together with flax. Is it kosher or not? Please, Barab Yudav Rameh. Chadama one says kosher, the Chadama apostle. Man of apostle, the Chsev, the Mantia, Torahs, Hashem, Beficha. So we learn the Iskish Kala Torah Kula Tefillin. And Matt, from the Lachlamesh of Sinai, from Begidin, just like Tefillin is the Lachlamesh of Sinai, they have to sew it with Gidin. Af Kol, the Torah from Begidin. Pishton is not Gidin. So it's for that reason it's going to be possible. Idach, the other man says, Ki Iskish, Lemuter, Bepicha lahalochaysov loy iskish. Meaning there is a hekish lemantia toiras Hashem beficha between Torah and Tefillin, but the hekish is specifically related to a halacha that we learn from the words lemantia toiras Hashem beficha. And the halacha that we learn from there is that the or the hide that's used for Tefillin has to be hide of a behema that's muta beficha, that you're allowed to eat. Has to be from a behema to hoira. If it's from a behema to meya, it's going to be possible. And that, we say, iskish kalak toira kula litfilin, that just like tfilin has to be mena muta beficha, so to a sefer Torah has to be mena muta beficha. But as it relates to other halachas, such as the halacha that you have to be toifa tfilin begidin, lav dafka, and it's for that reason there's a mandama that holds that sefer Torah, shetofre bepishtin is kasha. Aye, isn't it iskish the tfilin? Yeah, it's iskish to tefillin with regards to the halacha min amuta beficha, but it's not iskish letfillin as it relates to this halacha. Amar Rav, Rav said, chazinu lo letfillin lebei chavivi. I saw the tefillin of my uncle, referring to the pchia, the tefiri bekisna, it was sewed with flax, but the Gemara says, the halacha is not like it. By the way, this idea of leman tia teres Hashem beficha is a very important idea. The purpose of tefillin is somehow related to limud haTorah. So you put on tefillin. Why? Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. So much so that there's a Sefri, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that Kala Loimei Torah Potter Me'anochas Tefillin Kala Yom. My boy spoke about it by the Brevis of Shatel. That if somebody puts on, someone learns Torah, he's potter from putting on tefillin. Why is he potter from putting on tefillin? Because the whole purpose of tefillin is leman tia teres Hashem beficha. So if the whole purpose of putting on tefillin is leman tia teres Hashem beficha, so someone that's anyways learning Torah, so doesn't have to put on tefillin. Meaning if you need it to get you to the point where you're going to be leman tia teres Hashem beficha, then it's something that's necessary. But let's say you're anyways learning Torah, it's not necessary. By the way, Tosfos Masechet Rosh Hashanah quotes this Sefri. The Gemara says, karkafta de leimonach tefillin, that if somebody doesn't put on tefillin, so he's a karkafta. Sugis in Perek Chelek. I mean, it never really came up in Perek Chelek, but in the Karkafta has a special place in Perek Chelek in terms of what happens to his neshama after 120 because of the fact that he never put on tefillin. But Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam that the only time a person is a Karkafta if he doesn't learn Torah. But let's say somebody learns Torah, he's not a Karkafta. This is a free, because to the extent that you're putting on, you're learning Torah, so you anyways have the Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha. You don't need the tefillin to get you to this point. We spoke about a classic Meshach Chochma, but the income came in lechem. Zok the Mishnah. Echol Meshuach b'shem Adam Mishcha. So we turn our attention now to the halacha that when somebody kills somebody b'shoigik, he runs to the Ir Miklat. How long does he have to be in the Ir Miklat? He has to be there ad mois koyin gogol. Like we spoke out from the Meshach Chochma. So essentially it was a life sentence, but at the same time there's this option, there's this hope that maybe something's going to happen and he's going to be let out immediately. Says the Mishnah, what type of Kohen Gadol's death would trigger all the Reitzchim B'Shoigig being let out of Golas? Echad Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. Whether the Kohen Gadol was Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. Meaning he became Kohen Gadol because he was anointed with the Shem HaMishcha that was dating back to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which Rashi says was all the Kehanim Gedolim up until the times of Yoshio HaMelech. The Echad HaMerubah B'Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol not because he was anointed b'shem HaMishcha, but simply at his inauguration, he put on the Shmoyne Begudim, and that in and of itself was the way that he was Mechunach. That was in and of itself the way that he became Kohen Gadol, which Rashi says, these are all the Kehanim Gedolim that lived post Yeshio HaMelech. Yeshio HaMelech had the Shem HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he already felt the rumblings of Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't want that when the enemy comes and attacks Eretz Yisrael, they should take the Shemen HaMishcha with them. So he hid the Aroin. One of the things he hid was the Shemen HaMishcha. Either way, so whether the Kohen Gadol became Kohen Gadol in the perfect sense by being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, like Aharon HaKohen became the Kohen Gadol, and Nadav and Aviv and Elazar, if it happened in that way, or it happened in the lesser way, meaning it was only Meruba Begadim, regardless, if that Kohen Gadol dies, Machsirin is Haritech. Rabbi Yehuda added to that. He said, or if a Kohen Gadol, that was Kohen Gadol for an interim period of time, meaning we know there was a Skan Kohen Gadol. What was the purpose of the Skan Kohen Gadol? He's like the vice president. If something happens to the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't really have much of a job unless something happens to the Kohen Gadol, then he becomes the most powerful man in the world. Right? That's the vice president. He doesn't really do much. But if something happens to the president, now he steps in and he is the man. So in the same sense, there was a Skan Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol. He had a Skan, and really the whole tachlis of the Skan was if something happened to the Kohen Gadol. But something happening to the Kohen Gadol could mean that he became Possel, Ira Keri, like the Mishnah in Yumadat Beza Manal. By the way, Yumadat Beza Manal, Maskina Loi Kohen Acha, Shema Yerah Bei Psol. Right, Shivas, you have Kohen Yema Kippurim, Afishim Kohen Gadol, Mi Beisoi, Lulishkas. Right, so they used to set aside another Kohen Gadol. Why? Because what happens if something happens to the Kohen Gadol? Fake the Shagasariye. Isn't that the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol? It's the Shagasariye's Kasha. But either way, there was a Skan Kohen Gadol. So what happens if the Kohen Gadol, for whatever reason, was on the disabled list? He now can't act as Kohen Gadol. Somebody comes in, is Kohen Gadol for a week. Now, at the end of the week, that person will no longer go back to being an ordinary Kohen. Once you breathed the life of a Kohen Gadol, even for a day, even for a short period of time, you now have a new status in Halacha. You're called a Kohen She'ovar. You were a Kohen Gadol, you're not a Kohen Gadol anymore. Bottom line is, if that person dies, Machzir Nesaritzech. Now that's a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Meshuach Melchama, even the chief of staff, even the Kohen Meshuach, Perik Meshuach Melchama fame, Machzir Nesaritzech. Vichach, it was for that reason, we all know the Salacha, Imeisein Shal Kayhanim, the mothers of the Kayhanim, Mesafkos Lahem Michyo Uksos, they would bring food and clothing to the Reitzchim B'Shoigik Kideshul Yispalu Al B'neim Sheyamusa. These mothers were very concerned that here you have all these Reitzchim B'Shoigik, and they know that the way they get to go back to their family is if something happens to the Kohen Gadol. So they're now incentivized to daven for something bad to happen to the Kohen Gadol. So the mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim were very worried. So they would preempt them. They would go and they would try to get on their good side, give them food, give them clothing, you know, try to befriend them, to try to get them to stop davening. How do you know that it's not only the Kohen Gadol? Whether it's the Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach B'Shem HaMishcha, whether it's the Meruba B'Gadin, even the Kohen She'avar, Zok the Gemara, Omer Av Kanad Amakrov, Yashav Ad Mois HaKohen Gadol, V'Ksiv, and it says, Ki Be'ir Meklote Yashav Ad Mois HaKohen Gadol, V'Ksiv, there's a third Pasuk, V'Achrei Mois HaKohen HaGadol, three Psukim, to teach me the three respective Kehanim Gadol, Rav Yehuda K'siv Kroach, there's another Pasuk, Lashuv, Lashav is Baritz Ad Mois HaKohen. So Rav Yehuda says, I have a fourth Pasuk. What does the fourth Pasuk teach me? Even the Meshuach Melchama, V'Idach. So the Tana Kama, why doesn't it agree with Rav Yehuda? It says, Kohen Gadol three times. The fourth time it just says that Kohen. It doesn't say Kohen Gadol, so the three times it says Gadol you can use L'drasha, but the fourth time where it doesn't say Gadol, that you can use L'drasha. L'fichach imayseim shal kayhanim v'chule. And the next Gemara is a classic. Zok the Gemara. So the mothers of the Kehanim Gedoylim, or of the Kohen Gadol, she was very worried. She knows that the Reitzchim B'Shoigig are going to have to make a brocha v'atoyva meitiv when her son dies. So she obviously is looking out for her son. She's a protective mother. So what did she do? She would run to the Ir Mikla and she'd get to know all the Reitzchim B'Shoigig and she'd give them food and clothing to try to get the Reitzeach not to daven. Says the Gemara, time of the Matzah, Matzah Naisi. It sounds pretty clear from the Mishnah that if the Reitzeach B'Shoigig would daven, that something should happen to the Kohen Gadol. There's a good chance something's going to happen to the Kohen Gadol. Fake the Gemara. V'Ksiva, there's a Pasuk that says, Kitzipar Lonud Kadror Lo'uf Ken Kilas Chinam Loi Savoy. That a Kilas Chinam Loi Mitan Aleph never happens. Meaning, a person can't just daven for something bad to happen to somebody else and that tefillah is going to be answered. That person has to, on some level, deserve something bad to happen to him. So what? This is just a hefkevel? The Reitzeach B'Shoigig is going to daven that the Kohen Gadol, who's presumably a big tzaddik, something terrible should happen to him and that's it? Something's going to happen. Zok the Gemara, Amar Yehu Saba. Said there was an Alti Yid there when this question was asked. And he said, Mi Pirkei de Rav Shmili. I went to Rav Ashir and I learned the teretz to this kasha that it's not true. This is not a kilas chinam. It's not a frivolous tefillah, because the truth is, on some level, the Kohen Gadol is responsible for this Ritzicha B'Shoigig that took place. Because these Kehanim Gedolim mentioned in the Mishnah, they should have davened al doiron that something like this shouldn't happen. Had they been better in their tefillah, Maybe this never takes place. So on some level, they're guilty. They bear some of the responsibility for what took place. So it's not a killer schinim. A killer schinim would mean you have nothing to do with this. You do have something to do with this. Can God, on some level, is responsible. Some had a little bit of a different girsa in the Mishnah. Even a bigger chiddush. You know why the mothers would go to the Reitz Chaim? So that they should daven proactively that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't die. As if to say, says the Gemara, time of the matzah. The only reason the Kohen Gadol isn't going to die is if the Reitzach B'Shoigig puts it out there that I don't want them to die. Holy matzah, they're not going to die. They're going to die. As if the pashtus is that something's going to happen to the Kohen Gadol. Same kasha. My havelei lemebad. Why? What did he do wrong? It sounds like the Reitzach B'Shoigig is the one that did something wrong. The Kohen Gadol didn't do anything wrong. And the Gemara says when they used to ask this kasha, they used to add a little slang to it. Hacham in Bavel, they would say tuvya chata v'zigud mangid. Does it make sense that tuvya should do an aveira and zigud should be punished? So Tuvi over here is the Ritzach B'Shoigig. He was Chata. Zigud is the Kohen Gadol. He should be Hasam Amin Eretz Yisrael. They said it a little bit differently. Shechem Nasiv, Shechem gets married to Dina. Uvagoi Gazer. And Vagoi, who's one of the townsfolk living in Shechem, he has to have Bris Milah. I understand Shechem gets punished. But what did Mavgoi do? Shechem was the one that did that there. Why was the whole town punished? But the bottom line is, same Kasha. Oh, Malia, who's Sabi Mi. So there was an Altiyid who sent me pick with Rabbi Shmuel. Shahoyel and the Vakashach and Maldoyin of the Bikshu, same Teretz. The Kohen Gadol is not Zigud. He's not Mavgoi. He's not an innocent bystander. He actually is very much complicit in what took place over here. Because him, with his Koyachat Tfilo, could have figured out a way to prevent this from happening. And the Gemara says, Ki Hoda, who God wrote, there was a person, the Ochle Arye, who was eaten by a lion. Birochik Talsa Parsimine. And the Shahoyel. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and it was within three parsais of Rabbi Shua ben Levi lived. And for 3 days, Eliyahu Hanavi, who used to speak to Rabbi Shua ben Levi in Perek Chelik fame, the Gemara we spoke at the Siyam, Shalom Aleichem Bar Levi, right? So you see that it was something that was shchiach, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi spent a lot of time with Eliyahu Hanavi, but for 3 days after this happened, he didn't go to him. Because Eliyahu Hanavi felt that on some level there was a taina on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How could something like this have happened in such close proximity to you? Had you davened, you would have prevented any korban, anything of this nature to take place in your Dalet Amos. Either way, two ha'aris. The first, that all the Balei Mussar and the Balei Machshava take out of this Gemara, which is so obvious, is the Koyach HaTfilah. You see from here the Koyach HaTfilah. Because at first glance, the Ritzach B'Shoigig is a Ritzach. And the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol. So one is a Rasha on some level, and the other one is the Manig of Klal Yisrael. He goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. Yet somehow the Tfilah of the Ritzach B'Shoigig has an ability to impact the fate of the Kohen Gadol. So much so that Imoiseyem Shal Kayhanim Mesapto Islam Michio Ksus Kidei Shalai Yispalu Al B'neim Shayim Musa. And you see from here the Koyach HaTfilah, even from a Pashtiyid, even from a Reitzeach, Tfilah is something that works. Not just that, you see how much people believed in the power of Tfilah, which by the way is the secret of Tfilah. Tfilah works when you believe in it. That is the soid of Tfilah. So you see the power of how much people believed in it. So the mothers, they were so worried, they were so concerned, it literally moved them to such a degree that their whole life was turned upside down because they realized now that this is all about Tfilah. And they have to make sure that either the Reutzchim don't daven that their sons should die, or fakir, maybe they should even daven that they shouldn't die. But the point is, there's definitely a limud here in this Gemara. So whenever you talk about the power of tefillah, so Makis Daf Yud Aleph has to have an asterisk on it. This is one of the Ma'ar Mekoymas, one of the first Ma'ar Mekoymas you go to. You see from this Gemara the Koyach HaTfilah. But I'll tell you an unbelievable Targum Yonasan. So the Targum Yonasan is in the Parsha of Ritzach B'Shoigig. It's in Parsha's Maseh. It's sort of tucked away, and the Targum Yonasan says as follows. So the pasuk is v'itzilu ha'edus haritzech miyad goyel adam v'yishivu oisar ha'ed al ir meklotei ashenos shama. And how long is the ritzech b'shoigig going to be in Golos? V'yosha bo ad mois ha'koyin gadol ashemoshach oisoy b'shemen ha'koydesh. So I'll read to you the Targum Yonasan in Aramaic. V'yishivun knishto, I'll skip. Adzman, how long is he going to be there? Until the time Dimus Kahane Rabba. De Rabbe Yose Sagya Bimshach Revusa. Okay. Why is he going to be there until the Kohen Gadol dies? Because there's a time on the Kohen Gadol. On some level, he's complicit. De Lotzali Biyoimidiki Pure Bekoidish Kuchaya. It's because he didn't have
on Yom Kippur, when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Al Tlas Aveir Kashin, for the three Aveiros Chamuros, that Yidden shouldn't be Nichshol in Aveid Zora, Ubegilui Eryusa, Gilui Arayas, Ubeshtius Adam Zachio, and in Shvichas Domin. Vahave Beidele Vakluyam Betzloise, he could have been Mavat, he could have prevented all these things from happening with his tefillah. The Lot Sali, he didn't daven, Metoil Kenes, because of this. Iskinas, he's punished, Limas, to die, Beshatahu, that year. Says the Targum Yoinasin, that this Gemara is, that we just learned the Makkah Staf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, is the reason that the Ritzach B'Shogeg had to go to Golas at Mois Kohen Gadol. Why is it there until the Kohen Gadol? What's his have to do with the Kohen Gadol? The Teretz is, it's this Gemara we just learned, because on some level, he bears responsibility for what took place over here. So like, in a way, if the Kohen Gadol dies, that somehow is a kapara on the Avera that happened, because one of the guilty parties was punished, and maybe not, you can go free, because the kapara was given through the Einish that happened to the Kohen Gadol, to his role that he played, and not to the Ritzach B'Shogeg for his role that he played. So each one bears responsibility, each one's going to be punished in his way. The Ritzach B'Shogeg is punished by going away from us for being in Golas. The Kohen Gadol gets punished by dying. As soon as the Kohen Gadol dies, so he got his Einish, so that's considered a kapara now for the Gantz HaMaisa, the whole Uvda, and for that reason the Ritzach B'Shogeg is able to leave. But the Targum Yoinasin adds two things. Working backwards. Number one, he says that the Kohen Gadol is going to die that year. So anytime somebody killed somebody b'shoigig, that year the Kohen Gadol would die. That means a person never went to Golas for more than a year. Sounds like a big chiddush. That's what the words of the Targum Yoinasin say. Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two says the Targum Yoinasin, what was the Kohen Gadol supposed to have daven? I mean, that's a serious tefillah. You're davening that the Yidden shouldn't be nichshol in Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Even Shvichas Damim b'shoigig they shouldn't be nichshol in. That's an intense tefillah. And it's like so pashut that tefillah is supposed to be answered, that if there was a ritzicha b'shoigig, it means the Kohen Gadol didn't daven and he's going to die that year. Says more, yeah, because the Kohen Gadol used to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So says the Targum Yoinasin, the Leitzali B'yoyim Edekipure B'Kodesh Kuchaya. When he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was Lefnai V'Lefnim. He had such unbelievable access, he could have davened for anything. He could have even davened to prevent Shvichas Davin B'Shoigik. He didn't, and that's why on some level, he bears responsibility. Where do you find that the Kohen Gadol used to daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Yeah. So the Kohen Gadol, when he went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he used to daven, wasn't a hefkevel. You could just do whatever you wanted. It was very regimented. So this Gemara in the Sechtes Brachis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there tells us, in a long-winded way, a halacha that we're familiar with. When you shtel Shmei Nasre, you go Misrach, right? That's the direction that you're supposed to daven. Says the Gemara as follows, that when a person davens, if he's oymed b'chutz laretz, if he's standing in chutz laretz, he chaven asliba keneged Eretz Yisrael. So you should be mechaven as if you're facing Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, yichaven eslibay keneged Yerushalayim. Or yoymed Yerushalayim, if you're standing Yerushalayim, yichaven eslibay keneged Beis HaMikdash. You should be mechaven keneged Beis HaMikdash. Let's say you're oymed b'Beis HaMikdash, yichaven eslibay keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. Or yoymed b'Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim, says the Gemara. Let's say you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you're davening. So what's Mizrach then? What are you supposed to do? Yichaven eslibay keneged HaKapoyres. Or yoymed achari HaKapoyres. Let's say you're behind the Kapoyres. Yira atzma ki Lufnei Kapoyres. Nimtza says the Gemara Oymid b'Mizrach Machzor Panav Klapi Mayriv b'Mayriv Machzor Panav l'Mizrach b'Dorim Machzor Panav l'Tzofim b'Tzofim Machzor Panav l'Dorim Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavnin Aslibim L'Mokam Echad. But says the Gemara over here in this Braisa, Hoya Oymid b'Kodesh Hakadoshim. If you were davening in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, so what should you do? Yichavnin Aslibim Kenegad Kapoyres. At first glance, this Targum Yoinasin that says that the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Kodesh Hakadoshim, should have davened to prevent these affairs from happening. It's a Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person davening in the Kodesh HaKadosh. If you take a look at Yaakov Emden, in the Zagoyis Yaivitz on that Gemara, Brachas Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, he said, Tzarachion, where do you find anywhere that the Kohen Gadol, or anybody for that matter, had a right to daven when he was in the Kodesh HaKadosh? See, Shtel Sut, the Gemara, the Mishnah that you mentioned, he says, maybe what it means is Yuma Daf Nun Beis. This is right after the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Mishnah, he davens a tefillah kitzara. Where does he say this tefillah? Beveis hachitzayin. It was a tefillah kitzara. Don't daven along Shemen Esra. Because we don't want to scare the Yidden. Says the Gemara, my matzli, by the way, what was this tefillah kitzara? I'm skipping to Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Rava Barab. Ada v'ravim barav ada travayim shmei derav amri yiratzim ulfanecha Hashem alikenu shetehei shana zu geshuma v'shchuna. That was the tefillah katzara. Shetehei shana zu geshuma v'shchuna. But I'll call upon him, so you see that's Kohen Gadol Dab. So says Rabbi Yaakov, you probably mean this. This is probably what it means. This is Gemara. What's the problem with Rabbi Yaakov and says? The problem is if you take a look at Rashi, what does Pesach Hitzai mean? One word, Behechol. It wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was in the Heichel. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, look at what I wrote in Masechtas Yuma, where I have a different shot, that it doesn't mean the Heichel. Really, it means that there were two pareichuses that separated the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Beis HaChitzon was in between the two curtains. So it's between the two curtains that separate the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Beis HaChitzon. So you see, there's an idea. That's what the Gemara is referring to. But first glance, that's not what the Gemara is referring to. And Rashi says, Behechel. So if Rashi says, Behechel, what's going on over here? So I saw years ago, Sefer Mishmar Alevi, which was written by Rav Moshe Mordecho Alevi Schulzinger. He was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was also very mekurev with the Gedolim and Bnei Brak. His Sfarim are half of a fellow. Moli v'godesh, Bikios and Charifos, Sinai v'Oikaharim, all wrapped in one. But either way, so the Mishmar Levi brings that he asked this Shiloh to the Stipler. He says he was once by the Stipler, and he asked him, he says, I didn't understand Pashim Shad and this Gemara over here in Brachas. Can't just stop and daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what exactly is he referring to? But Omar Ali, I'll read it to you inside. B'pshitos al asar. Yitochen sha'kavonesh ha'yo'imid behechel. Really, it means the Heichel. The Nikra ha'heichel lefa'amim b'shem Kodesh. And you find sometimes that the Heichel is referred to as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it really doesn't mean the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What it means is the Heichel. It says, V'sosem Rabbeinu Shlito, V'loi Pirish Liyos, but the disciple didn't tell me where. So he says, V'chashavti La'atzmi, he says his first glance was to Shtotzu a Ramban somewhere, but he didn't know what he was referring to. He says, with a Pshitos, he says, sometimes you find that Chazal will use the word Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they're really not referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they're referring to the Heichel, but he says that he was learning the Sefer HaGrip, who wrote a Pirish on Reb Sadia Goyen Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in the Sefer HaGrip, he quotes on this Psikta de Rav Kahana that says as follows, and I quote, Min HaMenoira, Shahoisa beveis kotche hakadoshim lamdu. Man hamenoira shahoisa lefnai belefnim. Hoyu aneiris dolgois beveis kotche hakadoshim. End quote. So he's referring to the menoira. And he says the menoira, which was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was lefnai belefnim, and still the neiris were dolgois beveis kotche hakadoshim. Break the grip. The menoira wasn't in the kotche hakadoshim. Menoira was in the Heichel. Everyone knows where the menoira. The aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The menoira wasn't in the Heichel. So he said, Weizen weissachois. That sometimes Chazal referred to the Heichel as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok, the grip, right there in that piece. Now I have a teretz to a mevucha that I never understood. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Hoyoyim veis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yichabim Levi Kineged HaKapoyres. What's going on? How could you be davening the Kodesh HaKadoshim in and out? You had to go in. You couldn't just stay there. The teretz is, it means this Kodesh HaKadoshim. It means the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the menorah was. The Heichel sometimes was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichel, of course, you're allowed to daven. But the point is, that's what it's referring to. It's not referring to that. He says, then afterwards, he found another makar. Gemara Psachim Daf Pei Beis. So the context over there is where Elazar and Isama, they didn't eat from the carbon chatos. So the question is, why didn't they eat from the carbon? Are you worried that maybe the dam, there's a psul pinim, like there's a psul yaitse, there's a psul pnim in kachem. So he said, are you worried that maybe the dam, maybe this carbon has a psul pnim? Why? Because the dam went lefnai v'lefnim. So psachim pei beis. What does it mean it went lefnai v'lefnim? Behechel. It went to the Heichel. So he says, you see again, that lefnai v'lefnim, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sometimes can be referred to as Heichel. So he says, either way, it could be, that is Pashut Pshat. But I'll tell you two interesting Maror Mekoymos. The first one is the Tor in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph. So the Tor over there is discussing Hilchis Nefilas Apayim, also known as Tachnun. So he brings different Nuschais of Nefilas Apayim, and he brings a tefillah that was written by Rav Amram Goyen. Rav Amram Kosav, Ezel Lashayni, Benoiflin Tzibor Alpneim, Umevakshin Rachamim. The Tzibor, they Tachnun, and they daven. Every person is supposed to ask his own thing. So this is Rav Amram's tefillah. Listen to this. Rachim aleinu, shanachnu avodecha, umaisa yodecha, baser v'dam, afarima v'seileya, ma'anu mechayenu, machazdenu, matzidkenu, magvureisenu, manoim lefanecha, Hashem alikenu v'lekei aviseinu, haloi kala kiboyren kain lefanecha, v'anshi Hashem kolay hayu, v'chachomim kivli mado, v'nevoinim kivli haskel, kichol maseyu toyu, we need Yossi to say Kaddish, v'mechayeyu, heve lefanecha, manoim lefanecha, Hashem alikenu, ki anachnu hevinu v'hirshanu, v'ein lanu, here's the punchline, koyen, we don't have a koyen, lasa ischoy v'seinu, v'loi koyen gadol, we don't have a kohen gadol. We don't have a mizbeach today. Lahakriv olav karbon. We don't have a kodesh hakodashim. To daven there. V'lochein, and it's for that reason, yiratzim ulfanecha, sh'tei tfilaseinu, sh'anu mispalim ulfanecha, mekubeles, v'teichoshev lefanecha, kiporim, u'kichvosim, kilu, hikravnu oysan, al gabe hamzbeah. So, one of the things Rav Amram wrote in his tefillah is that today, we're galus, we don't have Shonim Kitikuna. And one of the things we're missing is we don't have the Kodesh HaKadoshim L'Spalosham. Zok the Prisha, V'loi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim L'Spalosham, Ritzoynoi Loimar, Tfilas Koyen Gadol B'Yem HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Koyen Gadol used to daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's a Mefurish Prisha that he used to daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And one other Gemara that you have to mention, a Gemara that we all know. The Gemara says, Tanya, Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas Nechnasti, Lahaktik Toiris Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, said he once entered Lefnai v'Lefnim. V'ro'isi Achasrikel, Ko Hashem Tzvoka, Shu Yoyshev Al-Kisei Ram Ben-Iso. V'omali, and Achasrikel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he talks to Shmuel ben Elisha. And he says, Yishmol b'ni barcheni, Amarti lo, Yirotzoy milfanecha. He recited a tefillah. Sheyich b'shu rachamecha es kascha, v'yogoylu rachamecha amidoisecha, v'tisnaig im banecha b'midas haracham, v'tikonis lehem lefnim mishur esadin, v'nenen li b'roisha. But either way, we all know the Gemara, we all know the song, but the point is, Tanya, again, yirotzen ufanecha. Where is this taking place? It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, you have a Targum Yonason. That Targum Yonason says that the reason the fate of the Kohen Gadol is so intertwined with the Ritzach B'Shoigig is because on some level he bears responsibility for what took place. How does he bear responsibility? What did he do? He wasn't the one that was chopping wood in the forest. But he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he could have davened for anything. And he could have davened to prevent even Shvichas Damim B'Shoigig. And being that the Shvichas Damim B'Shoigig happened, it means that on some level he didn't prevent. It's for that reason, the Yoshav Ba Admois Kohen Gadol. He's intertwined because when the Kohen Gadol dies, it's considered that some kapara happened for this Aveira, and it's Tafka now that he's able to get out. Either way, we have some more Gemara to do. Amar Avida Merab, another classic. Kilulos Chacham. If a chacham curses somebody, even if it's frivolous, it could happen. How do we know that? Miachi Teufel. We learn from Achi Teufel. Because when David HaMelech was digging the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, Kofa Tahoima, the Tahoim somehow started coming up, and Boila Mishnah Fala Alma, water was going to come from underneath the ground, and it was going to drown the entire world. Omar, so David HaMelech turns, and he says, Mau Lichtev Shem HaChaspa, are we allowed to write the Shem HaShem on a piece of paper, umishta b'tahima, throw it into the haim, the lake aduchte, so the water should stop flowing. So lekker damal emidi, nobody knew. Amar, so David HaMelech says, kol yedeh davar zeh ve'inu yoyimra, if anybody knows and he doesn't say, yichonek begroinu, he's going to be chayev misa. Sounds like they were all going to die anyways. Says the Gemara, no sachi toifel kal v'chaymer ba'atzma. Sachi toifel made a kal v'chaymer. He was there. He said, umar lasi sholim in ishlish, the yomra toish mishin ichta kudushi yimachal amayim. Ma, doch to bring peace between a man and a woman. In the parish of Saita, what do? We write the Shem Hashem and we throw it into water. And certainly to bring peace onto the entire world, to save the world, you could certainly write the Shem Hashem. So David HaMelech wasn't sure. Could you write the Shem Hashem? Could you not write the Shem Hashem? So says Achi Teufel, you could write the Shem Hashem. Amalei, Shari, Kosef Shem Achaspo. They wrote the Shem Hashem on this piece of paper. Shodi at the Hoimo. They threw it into the Hoim. Nochas. Everything calmed down. So you see that David HaMelech had said that if anybody knows the answer and he doesn't tell me, then something's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen to him. And Achi Teufel was there, and first Achi Teufel didn't say, and then afterwards he did say. And stating that, Achi Teufel still got punished. What was his punishment? He saw that his Eitzah wasn't playing out. What was his Eitzah? So he was a big part of the Avshalom revolution. He tells his family three things. And he ends up killing himself. He ends up taking his own life. So the Gemara somehow relates the fact that Achitofel took his life to this klola that took place b'shashakara David as atahoim, and at the end of the day, that's where Achitofel died. So again, you can't mention Achitofel without saying something about Achitofel. I mean, Achitofel of Perak Chelik fam, I know. But just the one horror is, I thought it was so ironic. Why is it so ironic? Because what's the story of Achitofel? The story of Achitofel is the story of Machlekes. Achitofel had everything in the world, but he wanted a little bit more. And because of that, he picked a fight, Malchus Beis David, he died. We always speak out the Maral. The Gemara says that before Achitofel died, say he wrote a letter, literally, a suicide letter. And he said, Shleish Shedvarim Tziva Achitofel Hezbanov. Al Tiyu B'Machlekes, Val Timridu, don't rebel against Malchus Beis David. V'yantiv Shalatzer is Barar Ziruchitim. And he gives them Eitzes how to make Parnas. And the Maral says that all three things, he meant the same thing. Machlekes, Machlekes, Machlekes. So the whole idea of Achitofel, it's all about Machlekes. It was all about Shalom. And it's so ironic that this big psak, what was this psak? What was the Kal V'Chaimer? Lasi Shalom. Beinish Lishtoi. Lasi Shalom. Emkoloivim Kuloi. And it's that Kal V'Chaimer of Shalom, or maybe the Kal V'Chaimer didn't want to say initially about Shalom, that ends up causing his downfall. So you have to play with this thought a little bit. But the bottom line is, how ironic is it that Achitofel is the one that dons this Kal V'Chaimer? He's the one that's maybe Shalom L'chol Olam Kuli. There's an important Rashi, by the way, FYI, in Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rashi says, David HaMelech knew the answer. Of course David HaMelech knew the answer. If he knew the answer, why didn't he do it? Because Achitofel was his Rebbe. The Gemara says in Mishnah and Ovis that David learned two halachas from Achitofel, and he called him Alufi Miudai. He gave him tremendous kavod, and he didn't want to be murdered halacha with Rabbi. So at Achitofel, at the end of the day, not said anything, and then David, of course, would have done what he needed to do. But initially, he wanted Achitofel to give the first answer, because Achitofel was his Rebbe. He had to be a murdered halacha with Rabbi. The other kash is, what was the shayla? Isn't this Pekuach Nefesh? I mean, this is Pekuach Nefesh of Kol Olam Kuloi. So I saw once upon a time, from the Chabina Rav, that he said a teretz, he said it over from his son, that was killed in the war. When it was quoted, it said, Hashem Yimkum Damai. So Chabina Rav said that his son wanted a Shteltsu the Rei. The Rav spoke about this, he said, over a mice from Matcha Oshmener, Matzah Shabbos. But if a person is allowed to be in Mechal Shabbos, could you do an Aveira to try to save somebody's life if it's not going to happen, B'derech HaTeva? It's going to happen, but if in schooly. So could you be Mechal Shabbos to go to a Rebbe for a Bracha on Shabbos? So there's different anecdotes that are told with rebbes and stories and maises, but the bottom line is, it's a big shaila. It's not so poshut. So over here, kafat tahayim. How were they going to save the tahayim? By writing the Shem Hashem. That's true. It was an act of pekuach nefashis, but at the same time, it was b'derech skuli, so he wanted to shteltsu all that raid, maybe to answer this veltz kasha. Regardless, I'm Rabbi Vo. Rabbi Vo is a killer's chacham. If a chacham gives somebody a klala, even if he did it al tonight, it's going to happen. You know, how do you know that? May Eli, more Navi. The Kamal Eli, the Shmuel. Eli tells Shmuel, Ko yasa l'chol l'kim v'chol Yosef im techachet mimeni dover. Fa'afa gab t'chsiv v'yagi l'shmuel as kol advar m'lechichet mimenu. Even though Shmuel did everything Eli told him he was going to do, k'siv still the pasuk says, v'lehochu banu b'drachah. So what's the context? The context over there is we know that Eli's sons were lehochu b'drachah. They didn't follow in his ways. One man number says in Masechta Shabbos. But the bottom line is, if you read the Pesukim, Eli's sons didn't do what they were supposed to do. And Hashem comes to Shmuel and he gives Shmuel a nevuah and he tells him, go tell Eli that because of what his sons did, Beis Eli will be cursed. No one's going to live past 18. Abaye v'Rava, they both came from Beis Eli. Or maybe it's Abaye v'Rava. One lived 40, one lived 60. One was Isaac B'Torah, the other was Isaac and Torah Gmilas Chasson. But the bottom line is, Beis Eli was cursed. Now Shmuel gets this nevuah and he has to break the news to Eli. So Eli tells Shmuel, I want you to tell me the nevuah. And if you don't tell me every single word that Hashem told you, then I'm going to tell you that what my sons did, your sons are going to do. Shmuel tells Eli everything Hashem told him, stating that v'lehochu banu b'drachah. Shmuel's sons also didn't go in his way, to the point that the Gemara has to say kolayim b'nei Shmuel chato eni alatayya. Regardless, of the Gemara Rabbi Yudah Marav nidi al tanai tzarech hafara. If someone is menada somebody, so chacham put somebody in nidui, that's some form of cherim, even if he does it all at tanai tzarech hafara, he still have to be mefer. You know, I'm Yehuda. Dechsev emloi havi yosef eilecha. Yehuda tells Yaakov, I need to bring Binyamin. The only way we're going to creep out of this mess with the king of Mitzrayim, who turns out to be Yosef, is if we have Binyamin. So Yaakov says, I can't send you, I already lost Yosef, I can't give you Binyamin. So he tells him, listen, if I don't bring him back to you, v'chatosi l'cha kol hayomim. And he was basically menadim, says, I'll be in cheirim b'ilam hazeh, and I'm willing to be menadim myself from my chelik in olam haba. Now, did this nidoy play itself out? It shouldn't have. Why? Because Yehuda brought Binyamin back. The story has a happy ending. So based on that, there's no reason for the nidui to play out. Stating that, the 40 years at the Edom were in the Midbar, so Yehuda's bones, they were rattling in the Aron. So Rashi says that we know that the Atzmus Yosef went with the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. It was really the Atzmus of all the Shvatim. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he davened. He says, who caused Yehuda to be Maida for that very that he did with Bila? Yehuda. It was Yehuda. Because he heard that Yehuda was Maida with Tamar. You have to work out the chronology, by the way. But he heard that Yehuda was Maida with Tamar. So Memela Ruvain was Maida with Bila. So he said, Vizoisli Yehuda. Does it make sense? Yechi Ruvain. Ruvain should have peace in the next world. His bones aren't rattling. Vizoisli Yehuda. And this is what should happen to Yehuda. Shama Hashem kol Yehuda. Listen to the kol Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Olevar l'shafa. Hashem answered the tefillah, and his bones stopped rattling. But they have a kumailu the masifta derikia. But in Shemaim, they wouldn't allow Yehuda into the masifta derikia. So Moshe Rabbeinu continues to daven. He says, "Vel amri tivienu." You have to allow him into Beis Medrash. They allowed him. But they have a koyada lemishko mitzvah. But he was in Beis Medrash, but he didn't know how to talk and learning. Bahadi rabbanon. So he said, "Yada ravli." So Moshe continues to daven. So now he knew how to talk and learning. But they have a yada lefruke kushi. Didn't know how to answer akasha. The ezer. Bigger kunst to answer Akasha than to ask Akasha. So he said, Ve'ezim mitzorev tia, and then already Yehuda was able to do everything. I always thought that this Gemara is a big chizik for people that do Kiruv. Because you see, this idea, when a person is mashpia on somebody else, the fact that that person now is going to merit certain things, it almost is mechayiv that his mashpia should get the same things. Because Yehuda really deserved to be punished. But Yechi Ruvein, precisely, Yehuda doesn't make sense. Reuven is only Reuven because of Yehuda. So how could Yehuda not have what Reuven has? How could Reuven have Olam Haba and not Yehuda? How could Reuven be in Beis Medrash, answer kashas, and be able to be Shakal V'Tari and not? Without Reuven, without Yehuda, there's no Reuven. So if you hear Reuven, it's a mechayev of precisely Yehuda. If someone's mashpia on somebody else, that person almost begets, it almost forces his mashpia to be in a good place. Either way, Ibay Elohu. So the Mishnah said that if the Kohen Gadol, that's Merubah B'Shem HaMishcha, Merubah B'Bgadim, Avar B'Mshichasai, dies, so the Ritzach B'Shoigig leaves Galus. What's the Gemara Shailah? B'Misas Echad Mehen, Hu Chayzer, B'Misas Kulan Hu Chayzer, Idom B'Misas Echad Mehen. Means you need all three to die? Let's say there's three Kehanim that were Kehanim for an interim period of time. So you need all of those Kehanim Gedalim to die, or one of them? Tashma, Nigmar Dina, B'Lay Kohen Gadol, Inni Eitz M'Sham Laila. The next Mishnah we're about to see says that if there was a Gemar Din, and there was no Kohen Gadol at the time, so there's no Kohen Gadol that was present at the time of the Gemara Din, so this Ritzach B'Shoigig is never going to be able to leave Galus. There had to be somebody that falls into the Mishnah's definition of Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, no, there doesn't have to be the lack. The Mishnah's talking about there was nobody. It was Nigmar Din, and there was nobody in the world that was a Kohen Gadol. Either way, the Gemara leaves it with a Shaila, whether it's B'misas Kulan or B'misas Achazbim. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah Nigmar Din, Meis Kohen Gadol. If the Kohen Gadol dies after the Gemara Din, meaning before the person went to Galus, so there was a Gemara Din, it was Paskin that this Ritzach B'Shoigig has to go to Galus. And before he has a chance to go to Galus, the Kohen Gadol already died. Terem Yikra Va'aniyana. He died already before he went into Galus. Harezein Yigayla. He doesn't go to Galus. The Gemara is going to say it's a Kal V'Chayrim. Madach, when you're in Galus, you go out of Galus. So certainly you don't go to Galus in the first place. Imach Lo Nigmar Dinei Meis Kohen Gadol. Let's say the Kohen Gadol died before the Gemara Din. During the trial, the Kohen Gadol died. Uminu Acher Tachtav. They appointed another Kohen Gadol. Ula Acher Mikan Nigmar Dinei. And then the Gemara Din happened during the reign of the second Kohen Gadol, Chayz b'Misasa Shalsheni. Whoever was Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din, his Misa is the reason that you go to Galus. Nigmar Dina B'Lei Kohen Gadol. Let's say there was no Kohen Gadol at all. That's the halacha we just mentioned. Or if someone kills the Kohen Gadol, Vahir Kohen Gadol, or Kohen Gadol Shaharak, or the Kohen Gadol himself that kills any Yaitzim Misham Loilam, he too never goes free. Ve'inu Yaitzah Loid Eidus Mitzvah. You can't leave the Eidus Mitzvah. V'loid, I have 1 minute. V'loid the Eidus Mamain. V'loid the Eidus Nefashis. You couldn't let the Ritzach B'Shoigig leave, not to say Eidus, whether it's Mitzvah, Mamain, or Nefashis. Even if Kai Yisrael needs him, Imagine the Sar Tzva, the chief of staff. Ki Yoyah ben Tzeruya. We're going to speak at an unbelievable Mesh Chachma tomorrow on this. Eini Yoytzim Yisham Lo'ilam. Shenema HaShenosh Shama Shomtei Dirasei Shomtei Misasei Shomtei Kfurasei. It's learned out somehow from a pasuk that the Kohen Gadol had to be. I'm sorry, the Ritzeach B'Shogeg had to be in Golus, and he couldn't leave for anything. He knows Eidos, it doesn't matter. You're the chief of staff. The Jews are at war. They need you on the front. It doesn't matter. You have to be there forever. Shem Sheir Kaletas, just like the city itself protected, Kach Tchuma Kaelet, so to the Tchum, the Alpayim Amas surrounding the city protect, the Ritzeach Sheyotzeh Chutz L'Tchum Amatzeh Goyel Adam. The Ritzeach leaves the Tchum, and the Goyel Adam finds, Reitz Bagli Leibim, Mitzvah B'Yad Goyel Adam. The Goyel Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Reshus B'Yad Goyel, anyone else could if he wants it. Kiva Yim, Reshus B'Yad Goyel Adam. Anybody, the Goyel Adam doesn't have a mitzvah, he only has a right. The Chol Adam, everybody else, Chayav and all will be Chayav Misa if they kill him.